I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Christmas is celebrated by people around the world. And on today's Africa Update, we'll hear about a unique way Africans recreate the birth of Jesus Christ in a nativity scene. Plus, how to engage and educate Americans and African Americans about Africa. For more, we've got Pearl Robinson. She's a professor of African politics at Tufts University and former president of the African Studies Association. Hi, Professor.
Hello.
So you have a personal affinity for African nativities. Tell me what's unique about them and when you might have gotten the first one.
I got my first one in the late 70s. I think it was 79. I was in Ouagadougou, which is the capital of Burkina Faso, and I was visiting some Oxfam projects. And I saw this tiny little painted scene of characters. They were actually Fulani herders. And I looked at them and I saw a baby in a little manger scene with the mother and father, and I figured out that it was nativity. What struck me was the fact that when I first saw this, it certainly was unlike any nativity scene I'd ever looked at before. In fact, it was very African. It was very ethnically African. I have one from Uganda that's made out of banana fiber. I have one from Nigeria where the heads are carved out of thorns and they look like the facial characteristics of Yoruba. I have a pottery one where the clothing and even the way Mary is seated looks just like a picture of a Cameroonian woman who is making pottery. So it's a combination of not just the fact that it's black, but it is a cultural statement about ownership, ownership of the religion. And I think in many ways, it's a sign that this is a religion that has been embraced and incorporated into the local culture.
So Professor Robinson, you've mentioned a lot about the aesthetics of these images from the perspective of how they relate to local cultures, local dress. What do you see in them when you collect them?
At this point, I have 19. What I'm now looking for is a personal statement made by the person who created it. One of my absolute favorites that I got in Malawi has a white man in it. And when I saw it in the market, and I said to the man who was sitting there selling, I said, "Who is that white man?" And he said, what do you mean a white man? And I said, "That one there." Well, it turns out the white man is a priest who is saying Christmas Mass. The three kings in this particular nativity are two cardinals of the Catholic Church and William Shakespeare. It has a dog in it. And the shepherd is sort of like the shepherds from the Middle Ages. So I'm imagining, oh, and then, of course, Mary is an African nun wearing a cross around her neck. Now, when I saw that, I had to buy it. It has 26 pieces, and my luggage was already too heavy, but I said, I can't leave this here. Because it was an amazing statement about how this particular person who created it clearly saw Christianity as a Western import. And I tried to imagine, particularly when I saw Shakespeare there, he must have had a book of pictures of Westerners from a particular period in time, and he carved them into this nativity.
Well, you've had many trips to Africa, and I want to talk to you about a project that you're working on now. You're going to be taking some of your students to Africa. Why don't you tell me about your Ghana Gold study tour?
This is my latest passion. Ghana Gold, a corporate social responsibility study tour. During the winter break, I'll be going with six Tufts students, myself, and then I'm working with colleagues at the University of Ghana in Lagos. We will spend 14 days based at the university. That'll be our starting point. And we will travel around looking at gold, the gold mining industry, its environmental impact, its role in the economy. We will start with a lecture by a couple of geology professors, so we'll learn something about gold as a mineral. We will visit think tanks, parliament, where legislation is passed, meet with the Minister of Mines, the Chamber of Mines, which represents the mining companies, and visit a couple of gold mines. We will meet with environmental activists. And at the end of the tour, we come back to school. It's followed by a spring semester colloquium so that the students can continue to explore things that they've learned. This will be the second time I've done this trip. Probably without a doubt, the most emotional part of the trip is a visit to Elmina, a slave castle. And so you have this situation in which African Americans who are descendants of slaves will see the place where slaves were brought. They experience this place differently from the other students. The other students also have to sort of deal with actually seeing the site. So the major challenge for this part of the trip is trying to give each student the space to experience a very powerful emotional place and then relate it to Africa, to the United States, and then also try to figure out what are you going to make of what you have learned about something that tends to be one of the secrets about how some of us came to America. A secret in the sense that I think roots and some of the places here in the United States have us thinking about slavery as the plantation, but slavery at the point of departure and looking at the door of no return.
Now, when you take these students and they see the point of no return from which slaves or people who would be enslaved in America embarked, how do you deal with what might even be their emotional reactions?
One of the first things we do is in the evening we have discussion. And last year, that first evening that we talked about it was very, very difficult. What I think finally happened when we got back to Tufts, during the colloquium, one of the things that the students do as a final product is they make a digital movie. And I think that the more than anything I said, more than anything they read, the process of working together to do that 8-minute segment on Elmina and the slave trade was the most powerful and effective way I have seen students deal with the meaning of that kind of an experience.
Well, Professor, thank you for sharing your time with us.
It was a pleasure.
Pearl Robinson is a professor of African politics at Tufts University and former president of the African Studies Association. She was at member station WBUR in Boston.